Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst and assessor at Wealth Within. In last week's podcast, we discussed in some depth factors surrounding a trader's psychology and, importantly, understanding your core motivator. Knowing your core motivator, or what drives you as a person, is crucial in gaining insight into who you really are and how you live life. From a trading perspective, this can provide you with an advantage of trading with your core motivator aligned so as to improve your results. So let's look at each of the core motivators and then how understanding how you do you can get you to your desired outcome much faster. The first core motivator is power. The common traits of individuals motivated by power include elitism and the need to control everything. They are very individualistic and righteous, and they enjoy telling others how to do things. They are often impatient and desire everything now. They fear failure and desire success in everything they take on. They shy away from losing face, shame, or vulnerability. They like reward and recognition, but they want it now and in public so everyone knows. The next core motivator is security. The general traits of people motivated by security include the fact that they love predictability and order, and they respect authority. They generally like procedures to follow the norm and class structure. They dislike change as it creates an unfamiliar environment, and they generally shy away from chaos. They also have a real aversion to risk, although some will challenge their security and be prepared to take risks if the reward is great enough in an effort to reinforce their security. The next is achievement. Now, people motivated by achievement generally have a drive to succeed or excel at everything they do. They like to take responsibility for solving problems and tend to set difficult goals for themselves, which often results in the need to take calculated risk to meet these goals. They believe rules are meant to be broken, and they will do whatever it takes as the end justifies the means. They thrive on chaos and are very creative and enjoy inventing new ways of doing things. They also generally dislike order and therefore like to change the way things are done, often for no apparent reason. They are highly competitive and usually demand very high standards of themselves and others. The last core motivator is affiliation. Developing and maintaining relationships is generally the focus of individuals motivated by affiliation. They believe in achieving a sense of community and doing whatever it takes for the good of all people. These people volunteer for everything and enjoy the warm fuzziness of helping others. They like being part of a team and hate being left out of anything. They don't seek personal glory or success and will often sacrifice themselves for others. They will generally take on too much and work tirelessly to finish things as they have trouble saying no. So how does understanding these four core motivators help you to trade better? Well, attached to your core motivator will be the beliefs and values that drive who you are, and it is these beliefs that could be sabotaging you and creating a different outcome to the one you desire. For instance, someone who has a core motivator of security may feel that money in the bank is the best investment, and any talk about alternate investing methods such as trading or property investment is met with comments that they believe they will lose all the money or get ripped off. This fear relates to the belief that in losing money, security will also be lost. And this is a good example of someone being adversely affected by the beliefs linked to their core motivator. Therefore, in order to change the way you feel and act in certain environments, it stands to reason that you'll need to change the beliefs that you believe are not serving you. In order to do so, take note of those beliefs you believe are holding you back and change these to beliefs that produce the outcome you prefer. Let the limiting belief go and place no attention on it. For example, if you perhaps identify a belief that you are not confident with your trading ability, you can consciously develop a belief that you are confident in your ability. The more you focus on this realigned belief, the more likely you are to bring it into reality. Now, this is a skill that may take some time to pick up. However, if you persist, you will be much, much happier with yourself. Thanks for listening. I'm Blake Sterling, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximize your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.